This Week in Palestine, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, IMEMC.org, for the week of Friday, August 19th to Thursday, August 25th. After concluding the evacuation of the settlements in the Gaza Strip and four others in the West Bank, Israel intensified its attacks against the West Bank communities by grabbing land, invading homes and villages, and killing and arresting Palestinians. As expected, the Israeli army used violence in dispersing the peaceful anti-wall protests in the West Bank. Unlike their way of dealing with violent settlers during the evacuation of the settlements in the Gaza Strip, weapons were used against the protesters as the army attempted to disperse the gathering. Around 400 Palestinians, Israeli and international peace activists participated in a weekly peaceful protest against the separation wall in Bal'in, west of Ramallah. Israeli soldiers used excessive force against the protest, injuring 30 protesters, 7 international peace activists, and 4 Israelis were detained. In addition, 2 Palestinian residents were injured on Thursday afternoon during a peaceful protest against the separation wall in Ar-Ramadin village, south of the West Bank city of Hebron. Dozens of residents and international peace activists participated in the protest. Israeli soldiers fired concussion grenades, gas bombs, and rounds of live ammunition at the residents who were peacefully protesting against the annexation of their orchards in order to construct the separation wall.
Israeli soldiers handed several residents of Karyut village, southeast of the West Bank city of Nablus, military orders informing them that 1,200 dunams of farmlands in Al-Hamra Castle Mountain are going to be annexed by the Israeli authorities. Al-Hamra is an area west of Karyut, near the settlements of Shiloh and Eli. Residents of these illegal settlements have controlled farmlands in their area for the last 4 years and have since constructed an illegal outpost. A group of Israeli settlers from the nearby settlement of Einav attacked residents and hurled stones at homes in Ramian village near the West Bank city of Nablus on Monday afternoon. Settlers also caused damage to groves belonging to local Palestinian farmers. Israel has placed the villages adjacent to Einav settlement under tight closure since the beginning of the pullout from the Gaza Strip and the 4 northern West Bank settlements. Israeli soldiers, supported by armored vehicles, invaded several neighborhoods in the West Bank city of Hebron and broke into dozens of homes on Tuesday at dawn. Several families were forced out of their homes for several hours, while soldiers carried out military searches and interrogated the youth. Many homes are reported to have been severely damaged in this unjustifiable raid.
The unilateral disengagement plan, which forced the evacuation of all residents from the 21 illegally erected settlements in the Gaza Strip and 4 others in another part of the West Bank, was wrapped up and declared finished in 6 days instead of the 2 weeks that had been previously expected. However, the Israeli army did face much resistance as anti-pullout right-wing settlers attacked the army and many refused the direct orders to leave. In one case, a female Israeli soldier was stabbed with a screwdriver while attempting to evacuate an angry settler in the northern West Bank settlement of Sanur. Israel moved the evacuated settlers from Netzarim in the Gaza Strip into the West Bank settlement block of Ariel. According to the Israeli army, the evacuation, including a full withdrawal of all military outposts, will be completed by the middle of the next month. Monday evening, Israel dismantled nearly 70% of its military camps in the Gaza Strip and has only maintained temporary posts. The Israeli army has demolished most of the houses of the evacuated settlements. Israel and Egypt arrived at an understanding which paves the way to sign the Philadelphia Agreement in order to deploy the Egyptian troops along the Philadelphia route, which runs along the Gaza-Egypt borders in the Rafah area. 750 Egyptian border police will control the area from the coast up to the Negev borders, Israeli town of Kiryat Shalom. According to the Israeli-Egyptian agreement, the Egyptian task force will work to prevent weapons, smuggling, and infiltration attempts through the borders. A small Egyptian naval unit will also be deployed along the naval border within the Gaza Strip.
The Synod, the highest body in the Greek Orthodox Church, on Monday elected a new patriarch to succeed former patriarch Irenaeus I, who was dismissed for selling church property to right-wing Jewish investors in East Jerusalem. The new patriarch, Theophilos, is expected to return the East Jerusalem property, leased or sold. As reported by Israeli sources on Wednesday, the Israeli army began issuing land confiscation orders to continue the construction of the wall around the settlement of Ma'ale Adumim, east of Jerusalem. Already, most sections of the wall in that area have been approved for construction by Menachem Mazuz, the Israeli Attorney General. This section of the wall is strongly opposed by the United States because constructing a wall around this huge West Bank settlement would impede the establishment of a viable Palestinian state with territorial contiguity, as stated in the U.S.-backed roadmap. Although the U.S. also strongly opposed building the wall around the settlement of Ariel, Israel has ignored this opposition and continues its construction around Ariel. The Israeli authorities have even gone so far as to build 25 kilometers deep into the West Bank. Building the section of the wall around Ma'al Adumim would make movement of Palestinians between the north and the south of the West Bank very hard. The wall will lead to the annexation of 1,585 dunams of Palestinian farmlands and will route 14 kilometers east of Jerusalem, leaving a wide area of land and olive groves and 250 water wells that serve the Palestinian population, inaccessible to Palestinians and illegally isolated on Israel's side of the wall.
Less than 2 days after Israel concluded the evacuation of the Jewish settlers from Gaza Strip and four West Bank settlements, an undercover Israeli assassination unit killed five Palestinians in an overnight raid in the West Bank city of Tulkarm. One of the victims was an Islamic Jihad operative, and the other four were civilians. Palestinian sources reported that the undercover special unit entered Tulkarm as part of an arrest operation targeting Islamic Jihad operatives. In response, a homemade Qassam shell hit the Israeli Negev town of Sderot Thursday morning, causing no damage or casualties. This shelling marked the first attack against Israeli targets, as the Palestinian factions had previously committed to ensuring a calm and peaceful pullout from the Gaza Strip. The mindless assassinations were widely condemned by the Palestinians, and Hamas spokesman Sheikh Hassan Youssef said this brutal crime will not pass without a response.
We think that what happened is a brutal crime. The Palestinians will not stand still. The occupation should not dream of an eternal calm period. We have the right to defend ourselves.
Palestinian Prime Minister Ahmed Qrea condemned the assassination, saying that it proves that Israel is not interested in calm. From the International Middle East Media Center, IMEMC.org in Beit Sahor, Palestine, this is Dina Awad and Andy Klarno.